This week's parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, the very first pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem l'Avram, Lech Lecha me'aretzcha me'oladotcha me'beis avicha l'eretz asher ereka," that Avram should go from his land, from the place he was born, from his father's house, to the land that Hashem would show him. Rashi tells us, "Lech Lecha l'hanaschu l'tovoscha," that he should go for his own benefit and for his own good. And it's a very, very important Yisodistic Rashi. This is the Yisod of Nasa V'Nishma, that when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, when they received the Torah, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is from this very same concept, that Klal Yisrael recognized that when they said Nasa V'Nishma, that it can only be that if there's a God, if Hashem loves us, that only then can we trust exactly what he tells us, and therefore we could say Nasa V'Nishma. In fact, when Chazal tell us that in the times of Purim, that Kibim V'Kiblu Mashi Kiblu Kfar, that Klal Yisrael re-accepted upon themselves that which they had already accepted upon themselves, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Shiloh asked, I saw that Rav Asher Weiss asked in the Minchas Asher, what was it that they now saw that they reaccepted upon themselves? And so he explains very, very beautifully that when the pasuk says in Shmuel, "Vayachmal Shaul va'am al Agag," that Shaul and the nation had chemla on Agag, so he points out from the Malbim that the lashon of chemla is a sichlius dika decision. It was a decision made with the mind. Whereas rachamim would imply regesh halev, feeling from the heart, that emotionally they felt bad and what could you do? You know, their feelings overwhelmed them. But the Malbim says that vayachmo shol ve'am al agag, that was a decision that they made, that this would be the more proper way to be oved Hashem by having mercy on agag. And so, the Pid in Asher Haini, Rav Asher Weiss explains, it says that we say after the Megillah, that may also Laila Shechai Agag Bechemlaso, that night that Agag was able to be alive, Bechemlaso Shel Shaul, because of the Chemla, the mercy of Shaul, Nolad Homan Arasha, that night, Homan was born. Shehamidus Kol Yisob Sakanas Kiloya. That all the terrible things that could have happened due to Haman arose from this incident of the chemla, the misplaced chemla that Shaul had. And so Klal Yisrael later realized and saw that, you know what? That in the past, when we first accepted the Torah, we did so because Nasa V'Nishma, yes, that Hashem has what's best in mind for us. But really now they were able to see with their own eyes. Then they trusted it, but now they saw, they really saw, that you know what happens when we don't listen to the Torah, you know what happens when we don't follow in Hashem's ways? Terrible, terrible tragedy can come even from maybe a well-intended place. And this week's parsha, Lech Lecha, when Rashi tells us, L'hanasul tovasul, that it's for your own benefit, it's for your good, that he's telling Avram that don't worry, that even if it seems that there's an obligation, that there's something that I'm placing on you, a nisayon, that doesn't seem necessarily that it's for you, that it seems difficult, that everything I'm doing is L'hanasul tovasul, it's for your own good, it's for your own benefit. And we ourselves try to keep in mind that in all the mitzvahs and everything that we do, even when the world around us might say differently or have different values or different ideas, that it's only l'tovosol l'hanasla, it's l'hanasla l'tovosol, it's for our benefit, it's for our pleasure, it's for the world's benefit, it's for the world's pleasure.